All right, so welcome to my talk. This is Hot Patching ClickHouse in production with X-Ray. So this is me, Pablo Marcos Oltra. I'm a software engineer working at ClickHouse core team. The core team is the team responsible for developing in C++ the database itself. I consider myself a systems developer, so I like low-level stuff. I'm passionate about video game development, and I'm interested in compilers, build systems, and new programming languages, and things like that. Right, first, a few questions. Who knows what hot reloading or hot patching is? Raise your hand. Okay, almost everyone, right? Who knows what LLVM's X-Ray is? Quite a few, not bad. All right, so who's ever had to debug something in production and wish they had added a new log trace to figure out what the hell's happening? Everyone, right? So it happens every day. So let's go to what is hot patching, the basics. So hot patching means changing the code while the process is still running. So in our case, since we are talking about a native application, we are talking about modifying the machine code while the process is still running. This allows us to have faster iteration, and we can, while the process is in production, we can patch and have a different behavior. This is often done in video game development. Jesus. All right. Often done in video game development. It's, yeah, I don't know why. It's often called hot reloading rather than hot patching, because I can use a different laptop, maybe, or I don't know what's happening. I mean, my screen is not flickering.
Just continue for now.
OK. So there are a few examples of open source libraries that are using this sort of architecture in which they hot reload the code. One of them is runtime compile C++. The second one is from Fungos. It's a very simple C straightforward library called CR. And Live++ is the most advanced solution that I've seen out there. Unreal Engine is actually using this Live++ to hot reload code. So hot patching, it's been there in the, Jesus, in the compilers for a while.
Maybe
Mailand
needs hot patching. We're
working on that.
Okay, okay.
Just continue for now, so.
All right. So hot patching has been out there in the compilers for a while. There are different ways in which you can test that. One of them is by using the instrument functions parameter, in which it generates instrumentation code for every single function, entry and exit. And just by implementing those two functions, you can hook to all the entries and exits. I am using QR codes that you can see once every 2 seconds. But don't worry about them, because there will be one last slide in which you can take all the links together.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Well, hopefully it will. Let's see.
Just use the arrow, next arrow, that one.
No, it's not the laptop.
anyone knows how to hot patch an HDMI cable? Right. All right. So the other option that it's been out there for a while, it's called patchable function entry, in which you can ask the compiler to introduce nops into either before the function or after the function starts, but before the function body starts. So this is done so you save some room filled with nops so that you can override those instructions with your own code. Okay, so let's move on to X-Ray. X-Ray consists of three main parts. The first one, it's a compiler inserted instrumentation points in a very similar way to what we saw here with the nops. The second part is a runtime library for enabling and disabling tracing at runtime. And the third part is a suite of tools for analyzing the traces. We are not using this set of tools ourselves in ClickHouse because we don't want to have to deploy into production all those tools, binaries, and everything. So we try to do a more seamless experience, and we have developed our own analysis tools within the same ClickHouse binary that we use for everything. So X-Ray has existed since 2018, and it's available on Linux in all those architectures. Luckily for us, at ClickHouse, we are using x64 and Arch64, so we are good. So this will be like the simplest example that you may have for using X-Ray programmatically. First, you initialize the library, then you patch this function, patches all the functions. So there's another function that allows you to patch one single function, but this one patches all of them. You set a handler, and then you call whatever you want to, in this case, a dummy foo function, and you do the cleanup. This is the dummy foo, which print f something, and then the handler needs to be decorated somehow so that you don't call recursively the handler while it is handling something, right? It takes two different parameters. The first one, it's the function ID, and the second one is the entry type, which allows you to distinguish whether it's function entry or exit. We can compile that example by using dash f x-ray instrument, and then by default, LLVM will instrument all the functions that are larger than 200 instructions. Since our friend foo is not larger than that, I use the instruction threshold equal to 1 to force the compiler to instrument it. So if we run this, we can see that the foo is here. Right before that, we see the function ID, which is 1, because in this case, there is one function, and that's it. And the type is 0, which means entry. And then we see the type 1, which means exit at the end. Now, in order to do this, the compiler LLVM is also adding a new section into the ELF binary. This section is called X-ray instrumentation map, which is basically a map of function IDs and memory addresses, memory function addresses, let's say, right? So this introduces it adds some size to the final binary. In our test, we saw that for x64, it was like 4%. So it seems worth it. And checking out this foo function with the debugger, LLDV, we can check, this is before patching, we can see how it introduces some knobs at the beginning of the function, and then some other knobs at the exit. These pieces are usually called sleds, so I will call them entry sled and exit sled. There is a jump first instead of all knobs, because you need to do it in such a way that you can patch atomically. So you start actually patching the knobs, and finally you patch the jump to make it atomic. Then this is after you have patched everything. If you see the difference, the knobs have become a call to X-ray function entry, similarly to for function exit, and then you see that there is a move of one, literal one, which is the function ID, into a register, which will be used by function entry, and then it will call the handlers that we have set up for that particular function. Okay, so how did we integrate this into ClickHouse? First, what is ClickHouse? ClickHouse is an OLAP database, a very fast one, hopefully. OLAP stands for, the A stands for analytics, as opposed to OLTP. That T is for transactional, such as Postgres, MySQL, and the such. Those OLTP databases store the data in rows. OLAP databases store the data in columns so that they can run analytics much faster because of cache coherency and everything. It started in 2009 at Yandex Metrica by Alexei Milovidov, who is also the founder of ClickHouse Inc. and the CTO. It was open source in 2016 under Apache 2.0 license. It is developed in C++, even though it has some third-party libraries in C and in Rust. It has a super strong focus in performance. And internally in the company, we use it. We do a lot of dog fooding, so we use it for to store all the CI results, for a lot of observability. We use it for Pastilla, which is a serving text snippet service. We use it for c.house, which is an URL shortener. So how did we integrate X-Ray into ClickHouse? First, when thinking about how to do this, we wanted to be able to patch or to hot patch this in a regular release. So we needed to make sure that whatever we did had a negligible impact in production. And this NOPS thing that we did, that we saw before, actually enables to do that. Then X-Ray already provides a runtime library, which allows us to patch whatever function we want to at runtime, which is very convenient. And since this is a database, we thought, why don't we use SQL statements as a mechanism to interface with the developer to know which functions we want to patch. We ran a POC that was done by our intern, Alina Barakova, and I want to say thank you, big thank you, because I tried to mentor her to the best of my abilities, but as you can imagine, for an intern, it wasn't an easy task to grasp. So she did a great work. I'm very happy with what she did. And then I took the POC and I reworked it to have a production-ready thing that we could release. And that landed into ClickHouse in 25.12, this is last December, so it is quite fresh. There's been a few minor improvements since then. All of them have been backported. Now, this is the cheat sheet of how we can make use of this in SQL statements. ClickHouse already had a symbols table that you can use to introspect which symbols are within the ELF binary. So what I did was adding a new column to have the function ID, the same function ID that X-Ray instrumentation map is using. And by using that, we can check out all the functions that we can patch. Then we use system instrument add or remove symbol as a string, and then we can set three different handlers that we will see in a minute, and then whether we want to patch at entry or exit. And the parameters actually depend on the handler. Then once we have added any instrumentation points, we can check which are enabled by taking a look at system instrumentation. And finally, checking out trace log, we can see which of the instrumented points were hit with which parameters, at what time, etc. So let's go through a real example of how this works. Let's say that I want to patch this query metric log start. I'm very fond of this method because it's one of the first ones that I introduced into the source code. So by running this query, we will get a result such as this. There are two functions that match that thing. The first one, it's the actual method that we care about. The second one, if you are familiar with C++ mangling witchcrafty, it's actually a lambda name because that function contains a lambda. So by default, ClickHouse already is smart enough to assume that you meant the usual start query if you only use a start query. Otherwise, you can use the full mangle name and patch the lambda. Right, let's add three instrumentation points, the three that we have. The first one will be log, we will patch it at entry, and then the only parameter that we take is a hard-coded string. This will be logged into our usual logging system along with a stack trace so that we know where it comes from. This is very useful to know whether your path is taken this way or this other way. Then we have sleep, which in this case we are patching at exit. And then it accepts either one single parameter to sleep for a fixed amount of time, or you can pass two different parameters to sleep for a random time uniformly distributed between those two values to try to exercise some stress to see whether something happens, right? And then profile is my favorite handler because it allows me to profile deterministically. ClickHouse already has sampling profiling, but you know, for doing development and even in production, it's very useful to have deterministic profiling to catch all the outliers and everything. All right, so once we have once we have instrumented our points, we can check them out in system instrumentation. You see log at entry with the parameters, same for sleep, same for profile. For profile, there is no entry or exit, because if you want to profile, you need to patch both entry and exit, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. And after you have finished patching and testing everything that you want, you can remove either all of the instrumented points, you can remove one of them, or you can remove all of the instrumented points associated with a specific function, as in this case, query metric log, blah, blah. Finally, you can take a look at trace log to see what instrumented points were hit. In this case, we see profile at entry. The duration nanoseconds, we cannot see it there because of the PDF, but it says null, okay? At exit, we already have the full function executed, so we can actually get the duration in nanoseconds. This is fine, but it is not very human-friendly. So when thinking about how we can make this better, we thought about Perfetto, Speedscope, and these sort of tools. All of them use accept Chrome's trace event format, which is a very straightforward JSON file that looks like that, that we can export using a SQL, such as this one. It's a big-ish SQL. I don't want you to focus too much on that. I just want you to know that it's feasible to do that with a few lines of code, and that's it. And this is what it looks like in Perfetto. I patched this sleep for nanoseconds function, and you can see the duration, the thread it ran. You can see all the threads from up to bottom, the query ID it belongs to, the CPU ID, the stack. Super convenient for deterministic profiling. In terms of future work, we are thinking about adding more handlers as we think that they are needed. We discussed about if it made sense to add some virtual machine to allow scripting with Lua, Vreng, something like this, but this will probably open a new can of worms, because the moment that you need to create bindings for everything, you allow people to run whatever they want, it's probably risky. And the most important thing is to educate others that this thing exists, especially people from support team and everything, so that they can debug production issues more easier. Collect the feedback to improve this. And some caveats: you cannot really mix X-ray and sanitize builds because there are symbols clashing in libclang RT. This is not an issue for our release builds because we don't release sanitized builds, but for the CI and for all the tests that we have, we cannot have both of them. So we cannot test sanitized builds along with X-ray. You need to be aware that if you mess something up, you do it big time because you are doing it in production and it's a hot patching machine call. So nothing has happened, but if anything may happen, it will be poof, probably, right? You are doing risky things. And even though profiling is very cool, profiling a function, as we saw, there is no easy way to profile all the functions within that function, because you will need to know beforehand all the functions that you need to patch, and it's difficult to do so. You may patch all the functions and only enable these for those on your same thread, but it's messy, and we don't want to affect the rest of the program, right? So for now, we are going to keep it that way. Okay, finally, there is a community Slack that you can join if you want to. We will also have a ClickHouse community dinner tonight in Brussels. You are welcome to come. There will be finger food and stuff like that. We also have our technical blogs, which are really good. And this is the final QR code that you may want to check out, because all the links that I gave in all the slides are there. And
you have 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Any questions? Wait. I just want to say that I'm Spanish and this is like siesta time, so I hope that you appreciate the commitment to the talk. Yeah.
I would be interested about performance difference. So if I would have written an if statement that injects the trace code before and after the function versus the version where you patch the code actually,
Yeah. The question is regarding the performance difference between the patching and if statement or changing the machine code directly. So I wish again. I haven't tested that personally, but do you know that any if statement is going to involve one branch, play with the branch predictor and everything. It looks like it's not going to be much always, but once you add that into every single function that is larger than 200, it starts to accumulate, right? So we wanted to have something as low level as we could, and this is the best that we could find. And I think it's really cool. X-ray, it's a cool technology to do these sort of things. Question?
You're running this in production, right?
Yes. The question is if we are running this in production. And the answer is yes. Yeah, I hope that Sam, our security guy, is not listening to the talk. Now, this is something that only developers can do in our production thing, and there is a myriad of security checks that you need to be granted in order to do this. So there are different users who have different capabilities, and this will be like the admin god mode capability. So I think that we should be good. But of course, if you are, I mean, everything that you may patch, it's either going to log, which is nothing, sleep, or profile. It may affect a little bit, but it's supposed to be meant for developers debugging something in production, not for a regular user.
No arbitrary code.
No. This is why we kind of said, virtual machine for this scripting would be cool, but, you know, if you allow people to do whatever they want, they will do whatever they want. another question?
Does X-ray only allow you to patch in a call, or can you also patch in a jump and then divert the control flow to like hot patch console?
Sorry, could you repeat then?
Can you only, the entry flag, can I patch a call in it, or can I also patch a jump in it to divert the control flow to patch a vulnerability?
Yeah, the question is regarding whether you can only hot patch at the function entry or exit, or in the middle of the code, right? As it is right now, you can only do it either at entry or exit, because this is where X-ray it's introducing the knobs. I guess that, no?
No, the question is always at the start, but can I, if a function has a bug, can I jump to another function I hotloaded?
All right. So the question was whether you can jump into a different function which fixes the behavior, let's say, of your wrong function. Yes, it could be done. It's not done because right now there is no handler that does that, but there's nothing preventing you from doing that. I mean, you could jump into somewhere else and run some other code, which will actually be like a regular hot patching for something that wants to change behavior, like in video games or whatever. It could be done. It is not done. And there was another question over there.
I think we need to.
All right.
The next feature.
Thank you very much.